What's good, Holmes? We're back.
Wow. Yeah.
No. So, welcome back to the B-side of, I almost said conspiracy, of Groupies.
Get it together.
I know. So, this week, me and my really strong panel are going to talk about the artist known as Aubrey Drake Graham. So, we have our, you know, great panel, okay. Thomas.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No problem, no problem.
I feel
no
good
problem.
About Drake as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. We learned a lot about Tom today, you know. He's a great man.
Thank you. Great I appreciate man. You saying that.
Then we have...
I've grown.
A lot.
I've grown a lot. Since and I was in middle school. We all have.
In the words of DJ Khaled, I've grown.
Yeah.
A lot. Anyway, so on to Hannah.
I was going to say...
Oh, see, now it sounds like we do it. It sounds like you're doing
ASMR. On this show, but then you did that.
Oh, you thought I was about to whisper Khaled this whole song. 21. You remember that song?
It's great to be here.
All right. Grant's here. So let's get into the show.
Wow.
Hey, Grant, what's up?
Grant dirty
How you
like
feeling,
that.
Grant?
What's up, guys? Grant here. Welcome back. This is my Minecraft Let's Play.
Before How's you watch, going? Make no sure you like and subscribe.
Server. What'd you say?
It's before you like. I mean, before you watch, make sure you like and subscribe.
If you're listening to this, it's not too late to like and subscribe to all of
subscribe.
Our
subscribe.
Beat up that like button.
Subscribe.
Smash that
late
sub button.
If you're reading this.
Can't wait till we have
like
a YouTube.
Like and subscribe. It's not. Thank you. I had to do the whole thing because nobody got it at first.
So today we're talking about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm in your panel. I shouldn't
about,
talk that time.
We're talking about
Drake
Aubrey
Bell?
Drake Graham. Nope, not him.
Goodbye.
Washed.
That's a good one.
He's washed like a pair of jeans. In the words.
But, except for his dick pic.
I didn't see that.
That was not washed.
Did he show
that
up
happened recently?
It dropped?
Oh, yeah.
What was he looking? What was he?
I didn't watch because I have respect for celebrities' privacy.
Did he have a bell down there? Was it like a, you know?
Yikes. Anyway, those, like, so Drizzy Drake, number one. He's nominated for some Grammys, I'm sure.
Aubrey Drake.
He didn't even look at me.
Nominated
I'm
for
sure
some Grammys,
nominated
I'm
for
sure.
Some Grammys, I'm sure. I think Scorpion probably
think
got Scorpion,
yeah.
Best
I think
rap album.
Back. No,
I think
I
the Grammys
only got
are happening
best album.
Right now.
As we record this, yeah.
I thought I only got nominated for best
Which is
album.
A shame.
I don't know what he got nominated for. I really don't care. The Grammys
for
are trash.
Apparently
oh,
none of us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was how I was going to end that sentence. It's a shame. It's happening during our music podcast for apparently none of us. Because all we do is shit talk the Grammys lately.
I like the performances.
I don't even know
The
about
Grammys
that.
Are the pitchfork
oh,
of award shows.
Oh, shit.
Fucking
I don't
garb.
Think Pitchfork even deserves that.
Garb.
At least they can write good stuff about certain things.
Let me tell you
they
how.
They can
I
write
feel about
good. Let know how I write a little bit.
Let me tell you about.
Fall Out Boy's nominated.
Oh, best vocal album
oh,
went
for
to
rock?
Sweetener.
Yeah, they never win.
Damn right.
They get nominated
Sweetener?
A lot and never
yeah,
win.
Yeah, best pop vocal album went to Sweetener. How do you feel? This is live. How do you guys feel about that?
Sweetener.
Subscribe
I prefer Splenda.
Sweetener.
So Drake, Aubrey Graham.
All right. Nobody cares, I guess. For odd Ariana.
I'm not surprised. And I also.
We're past it. We're on to the new album.
Grave.
I think it's good.
Drake,
I'm here
Aubrey.
For it.
Yeah, so
Drake.
So he comes
Drizzy,
out. So currently in his life,
Graham.
He drops Scorpion. He's at a high and a low. He drops Scorpion. He had to push a T beef, but he also had a child, which is a giant spot.
He got caught for Millie Bobby Brown.
That's exactly.
Oh,
I was gonna bring
he didn't
that
get
up.
Caught over that. They swept that right under the rug. Like I told you, it was gonna be.
He got robbed.
He did get robbed. He did.
What are you doing?
He got robbed.
What's that?
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened.
He didn't get robbed, did he?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say.
what were you doing? What's going on in these parts?
Did you even see him?
No.
Your face is like tomato red
oh my God.
From laughing.
Just like mentioned something while Amir's talking. He goes, uh-huh. Is that what you're laughing at?
He was doing this.
What are you talking about?
That noise.
I know what
Yatsa. I didn't see that.
That wasn't even an initial reaction noise. That was a secondary reaction noise from Grant. Wow. What was Can we please just cut out that reaction noise and make it like its own thing?
Sounds like a car story.
Repeat right. it five times.
Anyway. So how do we all feel about Drake's impact on the music?
Oh my god. You never even said it. What were you doing?
Where's his impact on music?
Do you want to know?
The music of all the music.
Do you really want to know?
Huh?
Do you want to know?
Tom left.
Tom's turn to walk out. God. Anyway, oh, this is a video podcast.
Back.
Yeah, honestly.
One day it will be. One day it will be a video podcast.
Dude, how would you feel about that, guys? Because I feel like there's a lot of action that goes on here in the studio that we laugh and talk about, but you miss it. You miss it all.
Yeah. Well, tell me if you want to
give myself a six pack.
Tell me if you want to see it live in action. If you want to see it live, just let me know. Cause one day soon we'll do video stuff. Maybe never know. Next year, this year, we'll see. You tell me.
We'll play Fortnite with Drake.
Yeah, So, how do you feel about Drake's impact on music as a whole?
I feel like I want to talk about it for real, but I also feel like I'm not sure if we're ready yet, especially Grant. All right,
I'll say it. Personally, I feel like
constant laugh through this whole episode.
I feel like Drake as an artist...
My stomach hurts.
I feel like Drake as an artist he's had a climb that like hasn't been seen in a long time. Like someone who was like people who were like, he was writing songs for other people when he first came in there. You know, he had that Alicia Keys song he wrote, a Jamie Foxx song that was big. Like he had a few, you know, songs he wrote that were gigantic.
He himself said on that album we just reviewed that people look at his career like a how-to manual.
Yeah, allegedly. Yes, that is true. They do.
Yeah. I mean, he suggests a lot of things about himself, but that was something he suggested.
Yeah, he has his own
career
label.
Like a how-to manual.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is interesting is that he's like number one, pretty much. He's not the number one on like Spotify, but like generally considered the number one artist right now, I would assume.
Especially
in rap.
Yeah, he can't go anywhere. Well, in rap, it gets traded between him, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Like they're like unanimously like the three, the holy trinity, basically.
What I think is interesting about it is that how many albums does he have? Like how many projects does he have released?
So Far Gone, Comeback Season,
like 8 or 9.
Nothing Was the Same, Take Care, Views, More Life, Scorpion. I think there's another one in there.
What I think interesting is that he doesn't like consistently release albums. It's like here's an album, here's a mixtape, here's another mixtape, here's a playlist, back to an album.
He's more consistent than most like other artists though. Like
in terms of what he's releasing, it's very different. You don't really know what to expect.
As opposed to like artists like a J. Cole will be like he'll take a break or something. This is the first time really that J. Cole has been like
he's been putting out stuff
pretty consistent, or like Kendrick too. It's kind of like on a fallback period. Yeah. That's just because of the TDE cycle. He's not really the main one they're going to right now. So he is the more consistent one, but that's also because he was mostly carrying his own label for like the longest time. I mean, between him and Nicki Minaj. Like when Young Money was at its peak, they were mostly carrying it, and Lil Wayne too. But I mean, now if you look at Young Money, he's not signed there anymore. But when he was like towards the end, it was basically just him. He was keeping the lights on in the building. You know, it's interesting as like artists who could do, and he's already done things like a playlist. Like he's the one who, you know, started that bullshit. That was like, I call that his Kanye moment. He's like, this is a playlist.
Can we talk about his sampling?
Oh, he samples a lot too.
Drake?
You know the most.
What do you mean by sampling issues?
Like the I guess some of the controversial stuff. Didn't he take from Wale? That was a big one. Or is it Dram?
Oh, Dram is Hotline Bling is just Cha Cha Slow Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was like, Dram was like, damn, son.
You think there's anything for
and
that?
And then he stole someone's flow on KMT. What was his face?
X's.
Yeah.
Then he took X's
straight
flow.
Up. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about this kind of thing?
Well, Drake is basically...
I don't want to say...
I'm going to be honest with you. Drake is a thief when it comes
to
shit.
Yeah,
like, that's Drake, he's like... But he's like a flow thief. He's not like a Taylor Swift where it's like, oh, you're on fire right now? Well, let me put myself out here. Like, one day when we get big, Taylor Swift is going to be like, I was listening to these guys from the start. Yeah. Like, because she's one of those type of artists. Drake is like a, oh, that's the hot flow right now? Real quick, I'm going to put that in there. Or,
you just said the same thing.
What I think is interesting...
It's like a flow.
What are you saying is that he does differently.
He steals flows.
So let me ask you this.
But like, it's like he doesn't steal the
As someone that doesn't know a ton about rap, isn't like the rapper's flow like their thing? Like no
In
one's
the
like
90s it was more important,
no one's like,
not today.
So people are not like don't have one consistent flow that's theirs?
Bigger artists do.
I was going to say Drake is the biggest accents. And if he's like not even sticking with one consistent flow, he's picking whatever's popular. What do you think that says?
All right, so
do you think that's important at all?
Mostly in hip hop, like in the 90s, nobody's flow was like the same. They were like, that was like a thing. Like in one of the Wu-Tang albums, I think it was Raekwon said, I don't want anybody to sound like me. Like, don't do that shit. Do your own shit. But as opposed to like nowadays, there's so many, like especially the newer, younger artists, they all mostly sound the same. Just insert new face on there. But the big three, as in like J. Cole has his own flow, Kendrick has his own flow, Drake is like the only one who like uses several different flows, and even Drake kind of has his,
kinda has his thing,
own
yeah.
flow. Like for certain songs, you can like I guess I don't even know what I would call it for Drake's flow, but he
I feel like
has
he's definitely known for other characteristics more so than his flow. Though.
Yeah, he's definitely known for other things, but he has his own flow. It's not really like a. It's only, you'll see, he's mostly, I think he's more of like a, known for like, he was kind of one of the first artists that started like the singing and rapping.
That's what I was going to ask about too.
Yeah, that was where he was like, he started like, that was like the thing. And first off, it was garbage. It was so bad. He could not sing. But it caught up at some point, kind of like Rihanna did. It caught up. Sorry, I punched the mic. But, yeah.
Out of those main three you just listed, is he the only one that really does both, sings and raps?
Mm-hmm. Kendrick every now and then will.
Cole
well, yeah,
will
Cole,
too.
No, they do. Cole, I kind of look at it as like almost like a hum, almost.
Yeah, like, it's he's speaking. Yeah, yeah, he's like speaking and doing it.
Like it's like he's a singing.
That's Kill a Edward. Great noise
yeah.
Do you think that's something that like has helped him like stay at number one? Because instead of just being solely rap, he's like, well, I'm rapping and I'll just sing, so it has more of a pop appeal.
I think it makes.
I mean, Hotline Bling was a very much a like a sing song.
Yeah, I think it's mostly he's able to touch different genres too, so like it doesn't get as like a stale. Like it's like he's not just straight rapping all the time, or he'll be like, and it his like you know demographic is women.
Yeah, like, do you think that's interesting for a rapper that his demographic is a lot of women? I think that's part of how he forms a lot of his lyrics is around that instead of appealing to a more masculine audience.
But he was like, he's this generation's like rapper who's not really like super masculine. Like he's like,
yeah, that's fair.
Willing to talk about like you know
it's
this girl
complicated
broke my heart.
Because I'm sad. Yes. And no, like, I feel like that is part of his appeal to the female audience. But then at the same time, like, if you listen to the A-side we did on Drake, there's a lot of things Drake says lyrically that are, like, very blamey towards women and are very, like, anti.
She broke my heart, basically.
And also very anti, like, relationship and commitment. And he writes these songs about, like, being with two people at the same time. So, like, to the female audience, it is... It does bring in a female audience that he's like, hey, I have these emotions and I'm not scared to talk
about
them.
And I love my mom.
And I love my mom. And I'm going to talk about this girl, and that's
good.
I like
strippers.
But then if you like really get into Drake and you listen to the way he talks about girls, a lot of it is not as progressive and all-inclusive as people think, you know, because I feel like people just on a base information, when they don't know a lot about Drake, they're just like, Drake, that emotional rapper guy. Like, is Drake okay? Drake in his feelings again. And that's not wrong. But then if you like... It's not always super respectable lyrics.
Even on that album, with like, you know, In My Feelings, you still have a Jaded, where like that's him like saying, "You low down dirty, like you left me."
Exactly.
You left me. Drake is a lot of "you left me."
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of,
and this is more, I guess this is half about music lyrically and half just a social comment. But a lot of things that, a big thing that has become of like women or men being like trying to be more progressive with open about their feelings and about all that is the blamey guy. And Drake is the blamey guy. The guy that's like, "Oh, I'm emotional and nice, so you owe things to me. Yeah, how like, dare you leave me? Like, you owe me more respect.
I share
respect.
My emotions with you.
I share my emotions, so that makes me way better than everyone else out here, so you owe something to me." Like, that's Drake. Drake's like,
"He's
you leaving me."
Or do you think that...
I mean, he writes these lyrics, you know?
Or do you think he's like, "Hell yeah, that's how I really feel." And then people, do you think that changes...
I feel like you
it's
get
so
more.
Hard. It's confusing to me because I feel like he's out here trying to make the like not afraid of my emotions.
See, like this is a bar.
Thing.
I'll give you an example.
He's trying to embrace that, but then at the same time, he's not scared to be out here with these lyrics. This like, "I'm cheating on everyone. Why you dare left me?" Kind
this
of a thing.
This is Jaded. This is from Scorpion. This is Jaded. "Leaving me, dipping out on me. Already got what you needed, I guess. Quickly learned yourself through me. Already gave you what you needed, I guess. That's why I'm not with nobody, because I don't want to hurt nobody. Did I over text? Didn't call me? Still got love for you. I know you want to be somebody. I'm not going to say fucking mommy on here. I know you want to be somebody, even if you got to leave somebody.
Learned yourself
through
me.
Yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I'm jaded. Most of these things I don't want to say. I want to be around while you chasing. You want to hit me up when you make it. You'll try and come back when you're famous. I always want the truth, but it's dangerous. You got something real, not basic. You want to get with me."
Yeah, okay, so it's like, yeah, it's mixing these things where it's like, "You got something real, not basic." Like he like talks about whatever girl he's talking about and he builds them up. And then it's other shit like, "You learned yourself through me," and then "You left me." It's very contradictory lyrically.
No, she's a singer. Georgia Smith. That's what that one's about. Usually with Drake too, you can pinpoint what girl he's talking about. Cause then there's one in Views where he's talking about Serena Williams, the one she had just got married and they used to date. He's like, You didn't even tell me you got married. Loser.
And like if you listen to From Time, he does the same thing lyrically.
Oh, that song is brutal.
Do you think that's problematic? Yeah. Do you think that's
and
problematic?
And he's just like, "Honestly, who are you with? Like who's better for you than the boy?
I can love you enough for the both of us."
Yeah.
That's what the girl says to him.
Who's better for you than the boy? Like, you don't even know who she's with.
Do you think
calm down?
Do you think it's problematic that like so there are like let's say with like X, people are like, "Oh, I know what his lyrics are. They're emotional, but they're also very problematic." But whereas with Drake, people are like, "Look at, he's saying his real emotions, all this stuff." And then they're not thinking, "Well, that's actually kind of,
I mean,
that's a little bit."
I mean, in my
Drake
opinion,
is a sensitive dude.
That's
everyone
basically,
that.
I agree, because that's kind of what I was trying to say. It's problematic if you're somebody who cares about, you know, the social justice part of it. If you don't want to, if you are someone who's like, who doesn't like to separate artists from content, then it'd be problematic because if you don't look into the lyrics, then, you know, you always feel like you don't really know what you're supporting. I don't know.
Well, more so, I mean, do you think it changes the way people think about the music? Is they're like, "Oh, he's being real. These are real feelings."
If you are a huge Drake fan, or I guess not huge, if you're a big enough Drake fan to know like lyrics throughout his discography, then you're going to catch on to these things. And whether or not you let that be problematic for you is your choice as a listener. But I think the interesting part is that, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that because they just listen to Drake for
yeah, and then you'll get the vibe of it, birthday, for the Drake of happy. It,
you know? Yeah.
You know?
But it also, at the same time, it's not like it's just Drake that's out here. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, male hip-hop artists that talk about their feelings on songs and stuff also throw in a lot of, like, blamey language in yeah. there.
He said, so,
like, I keep thinking of X and Sad because yeah. he says suicide if you ever let me go.
Yeah, he's literally like, being
that's
like,
the epitome of like,
I you let like me go, I'm gonna Drake kill is myself.
Like, Drake is the ex boyfriend so who, like, when the girl breaks up with him, he's like, really? Like, but he was like, didn't really care about her.
Yeah,
and then she left, he's like,
Oh, and then she has the nerve to get with somebody to move on.
Guy?
To move on with her
like
life.
Marvin's,
and who's better
like
for
I
you
said,
than the boy?
Marvin's
no
room
one.
Was like, when Marvin's Room came out, I was literally like, really? That was the first time I was like,
do you not like Marvin's Room?
Fuck Marvin's Room.
Ooh.
Fuck the room he's in. I want to burn it down.
Who's Marvin?
That's what I want to know. I guess it's a new dude.
Marvin Gaye?
That's probably, but don't do that. But yeah, I didn't like Marvin's Room because that was just basically like, I just thought it was like a really like sucker thing to do. Like, oh, you love somebody, but you could be with me though.
Let me ask you this, changing gears a little bit. How long do you think he can sustain? Because he's been up there for a while and he's been receiving critical acclaim for a while. Do you think he can, is something he can continue
honestly
for the foreseeable future?
If he didn't go down via the songwriting accusation of... He didn't go down through the Pusha T beef.
Well, more so, I mean, like, do you think he has to be able to produce quality?
The real question is, who doesn't have beef with Pusha T?
And Drake.
Everyone but Drake and
Drake had beef with Pusha T in the beginning.
I mean, everyone has beef with Drake, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone has beef. But if he can survive through all that stuff, and still, I mean, he's still got the OVO sweatshop working, you're good.
Well, more so, I mean, like, Scorpion had, like, 3 songs at least that went off. Like an insane amount. Do you think he's still
Scorpion
gonna be
like, was like the first time he's done that though.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because I'd never seen Scorpion was probably like his most calculated release because like you had never seen where like each song he dropped as a single just went boom, boom.
Has he peaked?
He's in his prime.
I thought Views was gonna be his peak, to be honest. And he passed that, so I don't know.
Album, every single song is
gonna
go off.
I'm really interested because he won't do this like this 20. I don't think he's gonna do 20 songs next time where he's like half of it is rap, half of it is singing. I don't think he's gonna do that like again. But like, I'm more interested now in what he has to talk about because now that he has a child, if he's gonna have any growth through that. Because even on March 14th, which was like the end. He made it sound like if you listen to March 14th, you would think that his baby mother died and he was raising child on his own. Other than when he brings her up, you'd be like, damn, is she dead? So, but
oh God.
Now that he's like a father, hopefully he'll like change, like it'll change some of like those point of views.
I feel like it'll definitely give him more to write about.
And also him being in like a label that's not Young Money for the first time is what also interests me. Because this is going to be the first time it will be like him on Universal. So I'm like, I don't know how that's going to go.
I think he might like go for, he's already made so much money. Maybe he'll just keep
doing
the same thing.
Well, he said he's retiring at 35.
I feel like
he's now
32.
I feel like he's
shit.
Really, like Drake is pretty egotistical, I think, in some ways. And I think he might chase.
Yeah.
I think he might chase like trying to be the greatest and might put out like a really, really good short album in the
if
future.
If he puts out a...
What Which I'm
want
not
him
mad
to,
about.
I'm not going to lie. I want him to put out a fire 7-track album.
That's what I would love to see that.
As a fuck you to Kanye West, he just puts 7 songs out and just here it is.
And I know he has that in him. And
yeah.
He just doesn't...
The
and
thing
I
is,
want
he
it.
Just,
do
he just
I
does,
want it. I would be
the
really
thing
excited
he does
about
is
it.
He just grabs like those 20 songs and he's just like, fuck it.
And
like,
he knows they're all going to get streams.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think that's what he's
okay, not a hard decision?
Weird question about that. Do you think he's aiming more for critical acclaim or just radio stream hits?
Yeah.
It's that. I know. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the label and like wanted the
maybe
label shit and like all like the streams and all that. I think that he was searching for the critical acclaim because at the end of the day, Drake consistently is overly sensitive over that songwriting claims. Like every single album after that, there's always at least on one song a bar about him addressing a ghostwriter situation. Like it would be like,
do you think he has a ghostwriter?
I told you he had reference tracks on three songs. If I want to, I can play it for you.
Yeah, but do you think that?
Now? I literally just said the OVO sweatshop is always working.
All right.
If that don't tell you,
that's all I wanted to know.
There will be songs that still come out, like especially on those. The only ones that maybe I think he doesn't get completely help on is like some of the like bars.
Like the freestyles and
like
stuff.
The freestyles and then the raps.
The beefs.
I'll give him the raps. Like that's all him. But the singing shit, you think Drake's in there writing he says he did. I don't think he wrote him like some of that shit. Like why writing Jaden in Marvin's room? I mean back then sure. Because he was writing shit for other people.
You don't
people.
Think he wrote Jaden?
He probably wrote Jaden. That's too sensitive. Some of those stuff
also because you just use that as the example when we were talking about his blamey language. Like
some of that stuff I think
Jaded is sounds very you this can is tell, how Drake feels about the
I'm
situation.
I'm gonna be honest, you can tell which ones he wrote and which ones that somebody he either took from someone else that was gonna be theirs and then he took and was like, oh, I like that. That's me. You can tell. Because the songs that like he like touches deep into shit. Like on this Scorpion, there's not one song that I went through. I was like, I don't think Drake wrote that one. But like,
I love Scorpion.
Going back to If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, there are those three like that you could be like somebody else could have wrote. Or like even like, I don't think there was anything for Views. But like even he came out and he was like, I think after that whole like thing, what happened with like Views or If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. I think he doesn't want the ghostwriter anymore. Like, I think he's kind of like done, but it's going to keep popping out. Like, people are going to keep saying, I ghostwrote it for Drake, even if the person didn't.
Yeah, because what do they have to lose?
Yeah, because all we know is like, we only have one confirmed one.
Is it Quinn?
And that's Quinn. That's the only one that's confirmed. And then he took songs from Party Next Door.
Mm.
And
are they good?
Party?
Ingenious. Well, I meant like, is their relationship good?
Oh, because him and Party?
I read in The Genius that Party Next Door was his protege.
Okay, so the thing with him and Party Next Door, it goes back and forth. Like, sometimes Party be like, yeah, like, I don't know about this label shit. Fuck this label. And then other times he'd be like, oh, but OVO is such a great label. I really enjoy it.
Who else has signed OVO
right now? Party Next Door, Division, Roy Woods.
Jordan.
Majid Jordan.
Yeah.
Used to be I Love McConan who made it going up on a Tuesday. Got him up out of here.
I cheered him on, man.
PopCon. Oh. He's a Jamaican artist. I gotta look up the
go back to that song.
Let me see. OVO.
Shit.
Great song.
Forgot Label. About that song.
Yeah, he let me see. Cause I forgot who was I don't even remember who's still on OVO. Roster. Party Next Door, OB Bryan, Magic Jordan, Roy Woods, Division, Plaza, Baka Not Nice, and PopCon. And then producers is 40, Boy Wonder, T-Minus, Mike Zombie, 1985, and Future the Prince. Some of those artists, the thing with OVO is Drake doesn't handle majority of those artists except for Baka Not Nice. Because that's like his former shooter from back in the day. But he writes songs for him. Like, Baka had one big song called, was it called Not Nice? No, it's mine. It's Say My, I think it's like My Name something. Or hold on. He had one big song, but Drake wrote that for him because a reference, Live Up to My Name, because a reference track came out of Drake rapping that. Mm. And then it's a word for word. So I don't know, honestly. He's been really chasing that whole like critical success though. You can even tell off of like Scorpion and the whole like the little writer's credit at the top. Well, it's not really a writer's credit, but like what he put at the top.
Yeah, he's about to get a Grammy for it, I bet, you know?
But like when he was like, yeah, like you hate when Drake raps, you hate when he sings, he does this and that. That screams him being like, shut up, Like it's
stop picking.
I hate when Drake raps. Drake sings too much. Drake is a pop artist. Drake doesn't even write his own songs. Drake took an L. Drake didn't start from the bottom. Drake is finished. I like Drake's older stuff. Drake makes music for girls. Drake thinks he's Jamaican. Drake is an actor. Drake changed. Anybody else is greater than Drake. Yeah, 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 we know.
What is that?
That's literally when you go to the, like, search the song on Apple Music, that's what he sent them to put there.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, like, literally... So once again, he addresses him not writing his own rap. Like, you can tell that shit. And in the diss song to Kanye West, the W Freestyle, he says, I was writing for Kanye West when you guys were dissing me. Because he wrote... he says he wrote a little bit of 30 hours. I think he wrote 30 hours. And then he wrote that one song on Kanye's 7th song album. Was it Yikes?
I have no idea.
I think he wrote Yikes. And he wrote Kanye's verse on that one song they did together.
Pop Style?
Pop Style. Yeah, he wrote that too. Mm. Yeah, I think he wrote Yikes. I remember people saying he wrote Yikes. That's why everyone was like... You let your guy diss him, and then he wrote like a song on your album. Like, it's really confusing. Yeah, that's like, but that's like his main beef right now is him and Kanye. They were supposed to do an album together back in the day.
Yeah, do you remember when? Yeah, Kanye was tweeting that one day or in a few days.
Yeah,
I was just constantly refreshing, and I'd see like 3 new tweets from Kanye about like, this is all bullshit. Like, oh, that was entertaining. Yeah,
Wolves was supposed to be.
What do you think the future is? What do you think it holds for Drake?
Honestly,
dude can retire at any time he wants.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, he has...
I think he'll do a
Jay-Z. Can I bring up something that's totally off topic but is about Drake?
Yes.
What is your opinion on Drake and X?
As like the...
And all of these theories that Drake killed X.
That's stupid.
SMX, triple X. Only time I...
Shoot below the neck. I use that all the time. People are like, Drake killed X. And I'm like, SNS, triple X.
Well, look.
Only time I shoot below the neck. And mob ties.
I'm like, man.
I ain't a mob, but I got ties. Look. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. That
X should probably go out with some bodyguards.
It's too late for all that.
Yeah.
It was too... But... I mean, I don't believe that
he's too soft.
There's just so many references Scorpion.
The thing with Drake
is, I feel like he wants
people.
Do not
worry about Drake. It's the people that are
surrounded. That's what you said before, but like, what did he? Why would he want to kill X?
No, I'm not talking about X. I'm talking about the things when people say Drake is soft. Oh, okay. And this is what most hip hop artists, you never have to worry about. Some of them you do, but you never have to worry about the actual artist.
It's the people.
It's literally the people around.
Remember the episode of Atlanta?
Yes. Like in Drake's case, the people around him are the ones who could get you fucked up or murdered.
Yeah, but I feel like Drake wants people. There's all throughout Scorpion is just littered with like these references of like in the SNS, triple X, and Mob Ties. And I just feel like he hopped on that train. People were like, oh, like,
well, when
you
did
know,
that song come out?
That was
like, you want to think about, did he make it before?
I just think, no, what I'm saying is that I think he wants people to think that he is harder than he is.
Oh, yeah. Listen to energy.
Oh, yeah.
I got people.
Yeah.
He constantly is like trying to, he's puffing up his chest.
Yeah.
But then he's like, and here's one for the ladies, and then he sings for 4 minutes.
Say,
I don't know.
Where it's like, wait till you see me or something like it, and we go and see for energy. He's bigger in person. Like he says a lot of shit.
I'm just saying.
He wants to seem tough.
Did he even make a public thing about, no, because why would he have to?
Yeah, why
Drake.
Would you address? He's you don't want to address it.
You're not going
to
address it.
That would make
it.
No sense to address it.
Drake is an enigma.
Yeah. There's, honestly.
He just wants people to think he's soft, and he also wants people to think he's a badass. Yeah. And he's also from Canada.
He is everywhere in culture, and it's insane.
Yeah.
How ingrained he is in culture.
Drake out here proving that you can be a soft badass. You can be an emotional mob tire.
I bet he starts a clothing line in 5 years.
Not as well.
What?
I said I bet he starts a clothing line within 5 years.
You bet he already has one.
Oh.
There you go. He has Jordan shoes and everything.
Oh. Yeah, no, like a full-on like a Yeezy thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. His clothes.
Well, I knew the bird.
I almost bought one of those bitches, but they were way too expensive.
They look clean.
$300
They look nice.
Drake? For a sweatsuit? It just says OVO on it? Fuck you.
You got any final thoughts?
That's a lot of baloney.
This is malarkey.
Does anyone have any final thoughts on Drake or anything else they feel they haven't said yet?
Was Chance ever signed to OVO? Or does he just rap about it and make it sound like he did?
Who?
Chance the Rapper.
No, he was never. Yeah, no. Chance has always been independent. If anything, you would have thought he was signed to good music.
Well, I think Drake should go back to Canada.
There is an actual direct lyric from him that's like, fuck around and sign me to OVO. And I was like, were you really signed to OVO?
Drake dissed him on 4 p.m. in New York.
6.
Or no, was it?
6 p.m. It's all sixes on that album.
I thought he said something about like I would have named my, if I left shit up to Chance, I would name myself Chance. No, that was on the fucking.
Grant's over that joke. That was He's on, like, nice one, Drake.
That was on the Draft Day song. Remember? Did you ever hear Draft Day?
Mm-mm.
Hey, Wiggins, you know I had to do it for you? I sent that to Hannah. That was he did a Draft Day song for Johnny Manziel when he got drafted, and Wiggins, they did not end up being what you thought. Yeah. Yikes. That's one of the ones where he's like, I never did that song.
Remember when he endorsed Kentucky too? Kentucky lost the national championship.
Dude, he's got the Drake. It's a curse. He also wore a bomber jacket for the Rams.
Yeah, remember when he wore that one shirt with all four of the teams, and they all four of those all two of those games went to overtime. No one won them.
I don't understand.
It makes me nervous whenever he endorses a team. I hope he never puts a piss in jacket.
He just confuses me because like the stuff he does become pop culture things, and then like the whole Fortnite ninja thing was weird as hell.
He started his own esports team.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Like I just get confused by it more than like obviously the dude can do anything, but like
you know what I equate it is
he does it in such a weird way.
No, I will say like the thing is Drake is like the. Like, out of the holy trinity that is Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick, he's the only one who officially accepts that he's famous and, like, loves that he's famous.
Yeah.
And, like, does that.
You know you're going to have people out there that are like, damn, you're like, Andre 3000. Are you saying, right now, top three?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, top three right now. Okay. He's the only one out of those three that accepts that he's famous.
I'd say Diggy's up there.
Huh?
Shut up.
J. Cole keeps pretending that he's poor.
Yeah,
he's been pretending he's poor for the past.
Yes, haircut. What is yeah, with that? He's always trying to like, I'm not big. I'm
even
just
on, even on 2014,
the coolest thing ever. But I'm not big.
Drops, he's like, back when I was a B-list celebrity. I'm like, when was that?
Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, like he's been acting like he's been poor for the longest, and Kendrick Lamar just hides for like a whole year. Dude,
he's the only really one true. Who
like you never
that's
heard anything three or four about years. Kendrick.
Hey, I just won a Grammy Pulitzer
like Kendrick will be like, oh, he showed up at my wedding for some reason. Kendrick was there. Like I had a wedding and Kendrick showed up.
What follows me about Kendrick and Drake doesn't do this.
And that actually happened. Someone was having a wedding and he just showed up. He happened to be in the area and he was
Kendrick will give like really weird features.
Yeah.
And like just be on a pop song. Drake doesn't do that though.
No.
He like barely if ever hops.
That's why
on that.
Drake I feel like is the biggest artist that he is right now, is because the other two just don't want to. J. Cole doesn't want to be famous.
No.
J. Cole wants to just live in a box somewhere.
Wants to be an underground
and then,
guy that made it.
You and him are late. Both living in boxes. And then Kendrick is just like, I'll be there. Like, I'm going to disappear for 6 years and I'll come back.
He doesn't,
like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
He doesn't have to defend it.
Yeah.
Because he is the GOAT.
Because
right
Drake's
now.
Out here doing everything.
It's not even that he's a GOAT. He's just the one that you see the most.
I think he's a GOAT.
Like, he's
Kendrick?
That's debate.
Yeah.
Oh, Kendrick? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
but
I was
like,
going to say.
I thought you were talking about Drake. I was like, yeah, like, Kendrick just always disappears and then comes back and disappears. Like,
I don't need to be present 24/7. I'm Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I can just pop back in and win all these awards
I feel like it. Like, the Black Panther album. That's a Kendrick Lamar album, basically. Yeah. But
and it's
that was scrumptious.
But like, so but scrumptious. Like, that's always, like, the issue why I think Drake is, like, still gigantic as he is. Because you have
always there.
Yeah, you have one of the three who just wants to be homeless. The other one is, I just want to be with my wife and, you know, be quiet and do nothing. And then the other one's like, here's my feelings. Here's what's going on. And no, I'm not disappearing.
And he's managed to keep that, like, success. And
they
no one's tired of
him. They balance each other out.
Yeah.
They balance each other out. You know, they never drop at the same time. Him and J. Cole are cool again, so we'll get some songs from them, hopefully. And like then Kendrick will come back next year, and we'll be like, oh shit!
I want to see
never any more Kendrick and Drake for me, which is so sad. Maybe one day. Want that poetic justice stuff.
Do you think there'll ever be a Drake Lil Pump song?
I'm dead serious. There's gonna be a Drake and Blueface song.
Is there really?
Drake told Blueface, he was like, "Send me a song, and I'll jump on it." And if Drake, Drake does that. He'll jump on a song, and if it blows up, he takes all the credit from it.
Oh, with what's his face, Black Boy?
Yeah, and he did
still
that
too. Irrelevant, basically. But the one song, I forget the name.
Look Alive.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's I can't wait for that Blueface Drake feature right there. I want to see if he raps off beat. Does he take that flow? Does he rap off beat? I'm so down. That's gonna be the most meme song of history. Because Blueface alone is meme central, dude. Ah, man.
Do you think
I want to do an episode on Blueface?
Drake will find a wife.
Should have brought that in here.
Is he going to get wifed up?
Nah, farther down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes stupid comments about all that all the time.
About
he'll be like, some girl that I should have gave a ring to. Or, you know, some. Like, he always makes these allusions where he's like, oh, yeah, this one girl I always knew from the jump. She was the one. Oh.
Or when he was
I'm
like,
"I'm gonna end up with her."
No. He's just waiting for Millie.
Oh wow!
Right
back to the grooming.
Yikes!
Right,
the sweeping under the mat.
Hey, if he didn't want it to be talked like that, he shouldn't have done it. So.
Yeah,
I mean, at least he's not Jerry Lee Lewis on these streets.
Okay, yeah,
he could have married. Because Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old pal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, his cousin, but
Or you could Woody Allen it and marry your daughter.
That is true. Shout out to Dirty Fuck. God.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to talk about that one time. Dirty Fucks and Music.
Yeah. We'll have to do an episode about that. Maybe we'll have a album that has a really bad person, but
yeah,
the album's
doing
great.
It. Yeah.
And then we talk about all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of exhausted. We look exhausted.
I got to get going soon, too.
I love Drake, though.
Yeah, time has to go to a Blueface concert.
I agree with what was mentioned earlier that we think he should put out a bomb ass like 7-track album of like really worked on stuff. I'd be so down. But I'm pretty much when Drake drops something, I go out of my way to listen to it. So I mean, he could drop whatever kind of a whatever he wants, and I'm probably gonna listen to it because I'm a Drake fan.
I agree. He is literally tweeting that right now.
What?
The Drake 7-song thing.
Yeah, make it happen. Amir's tweeting
it
out.
Into existence.
Tweeting it into existence.
All right, next week, we're getting an album from Hannah.
I thought it was your turn, my man.
No.
I go it's
second.
My turn?
I go second.
Well, I've had my shit picked for forever, so.
Wait, what did you do?
I did George Ezra.
Oh, yeah.
And
sleeping
then we had two Tamara's. Guests, and then we have you.
And now we're going to
all right,
do-
Hannah. What are people going to get?
People from are going to get
to get a hint?
One of the longest overtime throwbacks that we've done in a very long time.
It's a follow-up one.
We're throwing it back to the classic rock genre.
Oh, I know.
And we are going to review not only a personal, but mostly a general and world-renowned classic, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
The Boss. I have not listened
to this
album.
Boss. I was raised on Bruce Springsteen by my mother. My dog's name is Bruce, and I'm very hyped to tell you about this blue-collar music experience. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
All right, so you can expect that next week. Anyone have anything else they want to say?
Rock and roll. Hip-hop and rock and roll. Listen to it all. I'd listen to it all.
Catch you on the flip side.